Peter, "Beloved, clothe yourselves with humility in your dealings with one another, for God opposes the proud but bestows favor on the humble. So humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Cast all your worries upon him, because he cares for you. Be sober and vigilant. Your opponent, the devil, is prowling around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, steadfast in faith, knowing that your brothers and sisters throughout the world undergo the same sufferings. The God of all grace, who calls you to his eternal glory through Christ Jesus, will himself restore, confirm, strengthen, and establish you after you have suffered a little. To him be dominion forever. Amen. I write you this briefly through Silvanus, whom I consider a faithful brother, exhorting you and testifying that this is the true grace of God. Remain firm in it. The chosen one at Babylon sends you greetings, as does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a loving kiss. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. The word of the Lord. Forever will I sing the goodness of the Lord. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The favors of the Lord I will sing forever. Through all generations my mouth shall proclaim your faithfulness. For you have said, my kindness is established forever. In heaven you have confirmed your faithfulness. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. The heavens proclaim your wonders, O Lord, and your faithfulness in the assembly of the holy ones. For who in the skies can rank with the Lord? Who is like the Lord among the sons of God? Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. Blessed the people who know the joyful shout. In the light of your countenance, O Lord, they walk. At your time they rejoice all the day, and through your justice they are exalted. Forever I will sing the goodness of the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus appeared to the 11 and said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will drive out demons. They will speak new languages. They will pick up serpents with their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." Then the Lord Jesus, after he spoke to them, was taken up into heaven and took his seat at the right hand of God. But they went forth and preached everywhere, while the Lord worked with them and confirmed the word through accompanying signs. The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the Feast of St. Mark. And as you know, the seminary has Move Up Day and everything today. And we focus on him who wrote the Gospel, the first of the Gospels. And Peter says in the first letter, the first couple sentences, is clothe yourselves with humility. Because even to be an evangelist, it takes humility to surrender your life to God so God can work through you and in you as he did in St. Mark. And so it must be with us. So the question we got to ask ourselves is, do we clothe ourselves with humility? Again, humility isn't, I'm no good, I'm no good, I'm no good. That's the farthest thing from humility because it's not truth. God created us and he then said, it is good. What's humility is meaning from the earth. Humility is truth. Humility is who we are before God. And so who we are before God is beloved sons or daughters who can't even take our next breath without God saying, okay. Everything depends on Almighty God, not on us. That's the true humility God calls us to on this, the Feast of St. Mark. So we got to ask ourselves again, do I clothe myself with humility in all that I do? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray.